Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Matafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentsu la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
And a very good afternoon to you once again. It's the third and final hour of the show. This is Heart to Heart with Lukom Kwedi Puti, live on your favorite radio station, Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. And it's buzzing. As you know, we are live at the NSBC Business Exhibition out at the Sandton Convention Center. With me today, I've got Mama Henrietta, Mrs. Henrietta Mungalo, and she is coming from the Tshwane North TVET College. She is the EBM lecturer, which focuses on entrepreneurship and business management. So, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon and,
Lovely. I'm happy to actually have you around here. You're taking me back to my high school days, you know, when we travel with our teachers, and you're doing exactly that today. You're planting a seed to your students. So maybe tell us exactly what is the subject? It's EBM, right? You say?
Yes,
of course. And you've brought in some students with you today.
Yeah, boo. I brought our N6 students.
Uh-huh.
They're here on an excursion.
Mm-hmm.
To come and see. You know, we try to give them the practical experience of what we teach them in the class.
Mm.
So that is basically what they're here for. And they also have got an assignment.
They're actually here on an assignment.
Yep. They're here on an assignment. It's pleasure. It's learning. Mm. But it also contributes to their term mark.
I love that. And how many students have you brought in?
Actually, I brought two sets of students. I brought the N6 students. There's 24 of them. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an entrepreneurship club at the college. So the members, they are 10.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
And are the students that are part of the entrepreneurship club from different ends, or are these N5, N6, or is it throughout the...
We actually even have an NCV level 2 student.
Oh, wow.
She's our newborn baby.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Yeah, she's also a member of the club, so she's here getting all the experience.
Mm. So what does it mean for you as their lecturer to actually bring them out to such, because this is not just your little exhibition, you know, and these ones that we create ourselves. This is major. These are big corporate clubs, you know, in here together with these small businesses. What do you want to achieve by bringing them in here?
Our N6 students, they are exit students.
Mm.
They are going out there starting from, you know, immediately after writing exams.
Yeah.
They are out there in the real world.
They just stand on their own 2 feet.
Yeah, they have to. So that is why we bring them here. We say, you know what, go out there and see what is happening. We give them an assignment. We say, you know, you are going to have an assignment. You are having an assignment where you must go and find out. Remember, with EBM, we actually teach them how to start a business, generate a business idea, and then develop a business plan.
Okay.
And then when they are in N6, they must also start to know how to get funding.
Okay.
So here is an opportune moment for them to meet businesses that they can go and approach to say funders actually that they can approach. And so that is what their assignment is about.
Do you find in your history, have you ever found, you know, a student who started at your college probably from N6 and that's pretty much where their business is born and they're still running with it now?
Yeah, we've got quite a number of success stories, especially with our tourism department, where most of our students have actually gone on to start tourism businesses.
Wow.
Which they started when they were still students.
That's amazing.
And amongst the students who are here today, one of them actually started a tutoring business.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's doing well.
Which some of these businesses go beyond them just being at the college, I can imagine.
Yeah, you know, he's an accounting student, so he realized he saw an opportunity that students are struggling with the subject, and then he said, you know what, I'm good at this. I can actually tutor them.
Do you know what I love more about it? Because I was actually reading the other day on Facebook, somebody was saying, we've got all these degrees, we've got all these diplomas, but we don't have jobs. And somebody said, that's the problem. you're going to varsity to be employed when you should actually be the problem solver.
At TNC, we say, teach the CV, pick up the business plan.
He says, pick up the business plan.
Yeah, teach the CV.
Teach the CV, pick up the business plan. Yes. Because the industry is saturated already, if you think about it.
Yeah, and what we are actually saying to them now, we say, now go to the business show.
Mm.
You're probably going to find lots of business partners there.
Yeah.
You know, there's that that net bank speed zone.
Yes.
They're actually part of the assignment is to go there.
All right.
And do that speed networking.
Oh,
I want to see a lot of businesses that they have approached. And then from there, they have to go to like APSA, you know, all these banks that are here.
Yeah.
Go and find out, I've got a business. Can you finance me? What is required? How much can I get?
Yeah.
And then they're supposed to come and do a report.
Love the sound of that. Mam Hendretta, before I let you go, somebody is probably listening right now with a child who has a dream also, you know. I never want people to say, I'm going to business, there's no need for me to go to school, you know. What do you want to say to that child or to that parent who's contemplating, should I just let them go into business? Should I send them to school? What's the benefit of, you know, me sending my child to you guys? How do you plan on assisting them? You know, because going to school doesn't mean you're not going to start that business, but there is certain value that you attain by going to school. So what would you say to encourage that child or that parent who's thinking, which direction should I take my child?
Education will never let you down. Never let you down. But never say, I'm coming to the college as a backup. No.
Yeah.
It must not be a backup.
Yeah.
You know, you must know that I'm going to get knowledge that is going to add value to whatever business idea that I have.
Yeah.
So if you've got a child at home, maybe the child is doing hairdressing at home and is starting to make lots and lots of money, bring the student to the college. Couple it with education. And you know what I like about our college? It's only not to be a college. We've got skills courses, you know, short courses. If your child doesn't want to go the extra mile of doing like maybe a 3-year qualification in NCP for 18 months, you know, with your ends, you also have got short skills courses that they can do in hairdressing, bakery. It's always nice to have the academic knowledge.
I love.
Don't just use the general knowledge.
That's so true. It might drop you somewhere, but you can always go back and reference to the book.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, my man.
Oh, and it was nice being here. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
See, it was nice and less nerve-wracking. Thank you so much, man.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.